What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yes, indeed. Former Senator John Lamping on the line with us this morning. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dan, Mike. Good to be with you both.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you on here. That's fantastic. You know, I tell you, I was reading the story this weekend about the special session that gets underway tomorrow, and I was more than a little surprised that IP reform was included in it. How about you?
Well, Mark, I'm thrilled that IP reform was included in it. We both agree that it needs to be done, but I think it speaks a lot to Mike Kehoe. I mentioned before on your show that Mike really doesn't want to do this map. He really doesn't like the idea of a 7-1 map. He was lieutenant governor when it was brought up to legislature, and he never said anything about it. And I think what he did by kind of going slow and taking a few weeks since Trump suggested he was going to call a special session is that he looked at the IP reform as another part of special session that he could focus on more explicitly. And he was good. So in the end of the day, he ended up doing things his way and not Trump's way in his mind. Now, having said that, it was a huge gift when Trump got behind this initiative. It was a huge political gift to Mike Kehoe, and it made sense that he would ultimately call special session. But the IP reform's there to make him feel as if this really should happen, that we really should have a special session, and it's kind of his imprint on it. You notice that Trump didn't tweet about IP reform.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that did. Is it too little too late on IP reform? Where did this come from? I mean, we had the last 2 years, the entire last session, I'm not even sure it was even brought up, and now all of a sudden it's in a special session. Am I wrong about that?
Well, it's super long overdue, but as I've discussed with you before, the reason it hasn't happened up till now is that it's a huge moneymaker for political consultants. The fact that we've got the lowest threshold in the country, all an initiative petition has to do is get over 50% of the popular vote. It makes our state a state where all kinds of trial IPs are sent, and when that happens, that means that tens of millions of dollars get spent. Our political consultants here in Missouri benefit by that, so they've done a very good job of keeping reform away from the public. But at some point, you've got to change this, because the initiative petitions are getting more and more radically left, and it's very difficult to beat an initiative petition that's heavily funded. So when you fund it, like I know the an initiative petition that's out there that could potentially be on the ballot soon is the idea that we would split our electoral votes by popular vote here in Missouri. Now, you and I would think that's crazy, that why would we agree to that? Well, if somebody spent $50 million on an initiative petition and they could just say, hey, it's representation, that when all of Missouri electoral votes go to one candidate, when 40% of the people vote for the person who loses, that it just makes sense that 40% of the vote should go to the losing candidate. And so I think that was enough to scare the governor. And like I said before, he liked the idea of having the special session be about more than just a 7-1 map.
And John, walk us through what that solution looks like. What is that piece of legislation? How are they going to put those protections in there? How do you see something like that reading?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to they recognize the fact that the 50% threshold sounds very good to the average person, that they don't want to give that up, that in other states that have tried to raise it from 50 to 58 or 60 or 2/3, that none of them have been successful, because it just sounds like you're taking the voice away of the people. in a simplistic commercial. So rather than do that, what they're going to do is they're going to require that some majority of the congressional districts vote in favor of an initiative petition, or it even could go down to like the precinct level. So what that does is, if you think about a far left initiative petition proposal, the vote's all centered in St. Louis County, Boone County, and in Jackson County in Kansas City. That's where all the vote comes from. And the rest of the state, 100 of the 113 counties, maybe 110 of them all vote the same way. And yet the initiative petition still passes because it's a simple majority. So I think what they'll say is, we're going to keep the simple majority, but it's also going to require that a majority of the congressional districts or a majority of the counties also vote in favor of the petition in order for it to pass.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they're going to try to do it.
The version I saw was congressional districts. So a majority of congressional districts, so what, five of the eight would have to have at least a 50-plus-1 vote in addition to an overall statewide 50-plus-1 vote. And then without upping the percentage, I would prefer a 65% or 67% threshold. They're not going to go there. They're just not going to go there. But maybe they can sell this one. I mean, I hope they can. Is this something that they'd end up having to put on the ballot, John?
Yep, you're changing. It's a constitutional change, so okay. You're changing the Missouri Constitution. So it would be on the ballot. So it would be on the ballot concurrent with. Well, that's the second part of the whole thing is when if it like they're going to succeed. Like special sessions, I was part of two special sessions. One failed, one succeeded. The one that failed was the China Hub. It was very controversial and should clearly have never been called. But when that's when Jay Nixon was the governor, and there wasn't a unified group of people. So both of these are going to pass. Keogh wouldn't have called it this way unless he knew that in advance. But what's interesting is he'll be responsible for determining when it goes on the ballot. And my question would be, will this go on the ballot, in one of those odd elections, or will it go on the ballot before the general cycle of 2026? So when we're trying to, we're trying to pass the abortion, the new abortion ban. So that's to be determined. And I think, though, that if you look hard at the idea that's out there, that a majority of the congressional districts have to also be in favor of the IP reform, things like restrictions on abortion would pass, because I think it actually would probably pass fairly easily.
Wow.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. Well, and let's transition real quick to redistricting. Will this get the kind of national attention? The fact that it's only one additional Republican seat, is it going to catch as much heat nationally as Texas did for the effort by Missouri to pick up that one congressional seat?
Well, it gets national attention, of course. I would suggest that Texas did wasn't that radical. They added five. They could have added a lot more. A radical map here would be to go to eight and have no Democratic representation, like many Democratic states, in particular Massachusetts, which has always had nine Democrats and no Republicans. We're obviously not going to go there. I know the interesting thing will be to see who's the next state and when do we find out. I think Indiana is the one that's the next one most likely. It's picking up one. Dan, if we tried to go 8-0, I think that would get a lot of news. And I kind of wish I don't understand the point of not going 8-0. If you're going to go 7-1, that's 87% of the state will be, of the vote essentially will be cast at the congressional level in Republican. Why not just go for 100-0? It's the same thing.
While Keogh is called the special session, has he come out at all publicly in favor of the redistricting? Because he still has kind of hedged that fence.
No, that's very observant. Now, you won't see him out doing press conferences talking about it so explicitly. Everything he said since Trump tweeted was He's speaking to leaders. He's building consensus. And then he made the announcement and made the call. I mean, technically, he's calling for a 7-1 map. Like what it happens in a special session, you get a call that is very narrow. So the topics that can be discussed and debated and legislated are very narrow. And it's this version. He released a version of the map. So you're right that he's yet to come out and explicitly state why this should happen, but he is willing to let it happen.
Wow. Well, appreciate your thoughts on this, John, as always. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, good being with you. Take care.